just wearing a normal jersey and go from there. But I felt really good today out there, so I think I'm almost ready to go here.
So if you look at that calendar, then you hope for Colorado?
Yeah, that'd be my hope for sure. Because we'll get a practice day there in Colorado between the two games, so this would be a good time for me to get a really good practice in and see how I feel, and maybe go from there and play that game in Colorado.
Matthew, what do you remember about the play from Farabee itself? Obviously, you wouldn't have really seen that coming, I don't imagine.
No, I didn't see it at all. That's unfortunate. It's a pretty bad play. I was pretty pissed off, to be honest, watching it. It's, you know, it takes me out for a period of time for really some that had no purpose. So it's, it sucked.
And you really seem to be clicking well with Adam and Andrew on that line. That line was going really well.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, when you play well, you want to keep that going. And then just a bad play like that, it takes you out. It's very disappointing. But, you know, I feel better now. So I didn't miss too much time. So it was that's a good part of it, I guess.
Did you hear from him at all? Does he reach out? Or
no?
How do you justify a hit like that when you're on the receiving end of it? And, like, knowing that there was nothing you could do and it was obviously a dirty hit, I mean, how do you kind of work through that mentally to move past it?
Yeah, at first I was pissed off, and then, you know, time passed, and now it's, you know, it's behind me. But, it's not like I did anything out there. You know, I play a hard game, but I never do anything dirty. I don't understand where that came from, for sure.
Do you feel the supplemental discipline was fair in that point?
Sure, yeah. They gave him three games, so it's better than nothing. I was hoping they were going to, you know, give him at least, two, three games, so we understand that this is not something we can do out there, and so I was happy they did.
Can you chalk it up sometimes to being just a younger player trying to, I don't know, make a name for himself? I don't know.
That's making a bad name for himself, really. I guess, maybe.
Have you had much history at all, experience with concussions, Matthew?
I have, yes. I've had one here maybe 2-3 years ago. And I've had one earlier in my career in Washington. So for sure, you got to be a little bit careful with it. This is not the first time this happened. So, but we were careful, and I'm feeling good. So.
Had you worn a tinted visor before at any point, or is that just something I've seen some guys do it?
I've seen some guys do it, and one of the big things was the lights was bothering my eyes the next few days after, like the sun driving around. It was pretty bad. So first time getting on the ice, light was kind of bugging me, so I tried it on, and it actually makes helps. So I'm going to be riding it for a while.
Is it kind of an odd thing about NHL discipline that you would be out for longer than the fellow who they got suspended for the hit?
Yeah, it sucks for me, obviously. I get to miss, 4 or 5 games now? But, I mean, it is what it is. That's how this works, so what am I going to do?